Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, I tell you what, I don't know exactly how I'm going to preach this or what exactly I'm going to preach because it just changed a little bit today. Amen. And from time to time, that happens. I want you to know that I study, I pray, I do all that kind of stuff. But I also want you to know that any given moment, I make room for God to do what he wants to do. Amen. I want you to know something, that I have a good idea in a service what we're going to do, how things are going to go. I will tell you, though, that there are times where God will stop and change and move or do something. And let me tell you something. When God wants to do something, guess what I do? Get out of the way. Amen? Praise God. I want you to know something. In fact, for each of us as believers, I want you to know that the Lord himself says to us, both as an individual, and he also speaks this to me as a pastor and when I'm preaching, that when we are brought before people, God will give us by the Holy Ghost words that we must speak. Amen? I want you to know that you as an individual, you have a relationship with God, and especially when you are trying to share his word and share the gospel, or you have someone on your heart, or you're praying for someone, or going to talk with someone, or going to visit at the hospital. Listen, I love it when people call and say, Pastor, can you come or can you pray? Of course, in COVID now, they really limit my opportunity. You know, actually, if I get to go to the hospital now, it's not good. Because typically now at this point, they only allow me in the hospital when it's so life-threatening that someone's like on the verge. You see what I'm saying? Because they don't even let spouses go in the hospital. Can you believe that? You go take someone to get a surgery or something, you got to sit in the car. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. I tell you what, don't get me wrong. I think that the virus is a serious thing, but sometimes I think we give it too much authority. Amen. But with that being said, let me get back on track, especially before Miss Regina comes in here. I get in trouble for talking about that kind of stuff, getting off track. No, I'm just kidding. But what I really want you to know is that I really need you as an individual to gain confidence that God is with you and that he has authorized you to speak for him, to represent him, and to walk in who you are in him. Amen? I want you to know something. You have enough in your life and in who you are that God needs your voice to deal and talk to people, and you're going to help people find him. Amen? Now, that is kind of really different than where I'm going to head. I'm going to surprise you here because for just a few minutes, I want to talk about some things because I had some strange questions this week because there's something I participate in, some of you may know about, called the prayer table. And this is a thing where about every day we get out there and we pick a topic from week to week and we talk about it. And this week we happen to be talking about suffering for the Lord. Amen? And we started off in, let me make sure I can find the scripture. Praise God. We started off in 1 Peter. And we were reading in here. Different scriptures, and all of them were talking about the fact that there is basically one kind of suffering that the Lord wants us to be ready to endure and that God is willing for us to be able to suffer through, and that suffering is for him or in his name. Amen? And so what I mean by that, and I will just share some things for you here in just a minute, if I can find it. Praise God. Praise God. Mm-hmm. And it says here in the scripture, it says in 1 Peter chapter 2, it says here in, here it is, verse 19, it says, "For this is thankworthy, if a man for conscience towards God endureth grief, suffering wrongfully. For what glory is it